This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, June 9th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Farm bill advice rolling in, speedier FDA feed approvals sought, and reclamation's Colorado River timetable. House Ag fields nearly 1,400 comments. There is 1 week left to submit comments to the House Agriculture Committee on what should or shouldn't be the next farm bill. So far, the committee's received nearly 1,400 submissions. That's according to staff. By the way, House Ag member Tracy Mann, the Kansas Republican, he's the featured guest this week on AgriPulse Newsmakers. Mann says it's too early to know what impact members of the House Freedom Caucus will have on the farm bill. Members of the group brought the House to a halt this week following the approval of a debt ceiling agreement that many of them don't like. The past two farm bills have run aground on the House floor because of demands from House conservatives related to SNAP and immigration. We've got to write a bill that pleases a lot of different groups, and that's what we're in the middle of right now, Mann said. This week's Newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. Lawmakers look to speed FDA feed approvals. A new Senate bill with bipartisan support is aimed at getting FDA more quickly approving feed additives that can reduce greenhouse gas emissions or otherwise increase the efficiency of livestock production. Under the Innovative Feed Act, the new feed additives would be regulated as food ingredients rather than animal drugs. The bill is sponsored by Senators Roger Marshall, a Republican of Kansas, Tammy Baldwin, a Democrat of Wisconsin, Jerry Mann, a Kansas Republican, and Michael Bennett, a Colorado Democrat. They have the backing of the American Feed Industry Association, the National Grain and Feed Association, National Milk Producers Federation, and the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives. Without this legislative change, U.S. agriculture is at a competitive disadvantage to its international counterparts, according to AFIA. Keep in mind, Elanco Animal Health expects to get FDA approval next year to market a methane-reducing feed additive for cattle. Elanco says the product has blockbuster revenue potential in excess of $200 million. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Potatoes on this week's Japanese trade mission agenda. U.S. Department of Agriculture's trade mission this week to Japan came at a good time for U.S. potato growers. Last month, a bipartisan letter signed by 35 lawmakers called for USDA assistance in opening up the Japanese market to U.S. fresh potatoes. Market access for fresh spuds to Japan has the potential of reaching $150 million a year, the letter says. Japan is a significant market for U.S. frozen potatoes, but no fresh potatoes are allowed due to delayed approvals. USDA Undersecretary for Trade Alexis Taylor told reporters yesterday she had positive discussions with partners in the Japanese government this week. She said, quote, "We're going to continue to engage and make progress on this issue. It's a long priority of the U.S. potato industry and the U.S. government to continue to prioritize and expand our market access there." Reclamation preparing formal talks with Colorado River states for post-2026. The Bureau of Reclamation is preparing next week to formally advance the process of developing new operating guidelines for the Colorado River. The guidelines will replace a plan that expires in 2026. Bureau of Reclamation Commissioner Camille Touton, speaking at a University of Colorado conference yesterday, said the agency's goal is to have an initial plan ready by the end of 2024. Leaders from all seven Colorado River Basin states have already been involved in grueling talks this year over how to cut an additional 2 to 4 million acre feet of usage above the reductions that were part of a 2007 agreement. The new cuts are seen as a bridge to the post-2026 plan. Those states will need to return to the table to iron out the new set of guidelines for where future cuts would be doled out. Now, take note, Touton said the river system has received an additional 2 million acre feet of water from this year's weather. That extra water plus cuts agreed to by Arizona, Nevada, and California give the basin some flexibility to begin planning for post-2026, she said. Reclamation plans to reissue a draft supplemental environment impact statement for public comment with the goal of releasing a record of decision on the lower basin proposal by the end of this year. Arrow Farms files for protection under Chapter 11. Arrow Farms, a leading indoor farming company whose leafy greens are sold in supermarkets nationwide, has filed for protection from creditors under Chapter 11 of the Bankruptcy Code. Founded in 2004, the company says it has, quote, entered into an agreement with an existing group of Arrow Farms investors to provide $10 million in debtor in processing financing as part of a larger round of financing that includes those investors. That financing, along with cash generated from ongoing operations, should provide the company with enough liquidity to support its operations during the bankruptcy process, the company says. Are there blue skies ahead? Well, while the vertical farming industry has recently faced significant industry and capital market headwinds, Arrow Farms' critical Danville, Virginia farm continues to scale according to plan, and Arrow Farms' microgreens have become the dominant market leader at retail, the company says. Finally, here's today's He Said It. It is unfathomable that millions of Americans cannot even step outside without compromising their health and safety. That Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer, the New York Democrat, calling on Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack to send more Forest Service personnel to Canada to fight the wildfires that have poured smoke across the eastern United States this week. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, June 9th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.